The idea here is to balance between these energies, these archetypes, and the stories we tell ourselves. Introduce us to each of the four gods and goddesses you concentrate in on your book.
Well, the dominant archetype is Demeter, and she is the mother goddess, and she's also the goddess of the earth. And she connects us with our hearts and helps us to learn to care for others. Her story teaches us that we have to balance caring for others with being sure we care for ourselves. And if we need to stand up for something we believe in or for someone who's not being treated well, to do it and to do it with strength and commitment. She actually creates a famine, a bit like climate change, that gets the attention of Zeus and makes him basically do what she wanted.
How does Zeus make things happen?
The stereotype of Zeus is Donald Trump. I mean, he's loud, he's opinionated, he's strong, he's focused, he knows how to get things done, he's in charge of social organization, he's powerful, and he tracks power, and he knows how to do that.
Like a bull.
Like a bull, absolutely, and the bull is associated with him.
Introduce us to Persephone.
Very, very innocent, happy, tripping along in the flowers. She's the goddess of thinking positive. She's a little new agey, I think. She's the goddess of getting in touch with our deeper self, our authentic spirituality. She's also a lover. She has range. She has flexibility. She can exist in the upper world, the underworld. She can find a way to make a difference in all of those places. And she's a bit magical. In the task, a lot of women I hear talking about now, between their Zeus selves and their Demeter selves, they don't have any time for themselves, and it really is the archetype that helps us stay in touch with who we are and our own integrity. And also, she has a lightness.
So Demeter shows us who and what we care about, and Zeus models the skills and strengths to help us contribute to the greater good. Persephone connects us with that deeper intuitive knowledge. What are some of the questions that each of them invite us to explore?
Zeus helps us know what we want to contribute to the world in the world of accomplishment and get in touch with what are our true strengths and our abilities and to mine those and to be willing to be competitive, to be the best at what we do. Demeter is right there caring for our children, showing care for the world. She's also about creating community. And the issues around inequality right now are addressed by Demeter, who is outraged, absolutely outraged if we don't care for each other. And she's also there in our capacity to empathize with others and understand what their lives are like.
So in these times, as in the Eleusinian times, how are we collectively challenged to transform ourselves into a more balanced perspective of male and female?
Well, we're an overly Zeus society. We need the balance of Demeter, Persephone, and also Dionysus, the god of dance and joy, one of my personal favorites, which brings another version of the masculine in.
You make many references to modern topics that we're struggling with, such as the death penalty and care for the planet. How is the tradition of the Eleusinian mysteries instructive? I mean, not dogmatic or rule-based.
Where we go wrong very often is, you know, our policies around prisons and our attitude to the poor and various things like that is to have everything be very rule-based. But to actually solve a lot of these problems, we have to have empathy. It's the Demeter. We still have women getting paid 79 cents on the dollar. Our social institutions, such as our schools and our businesses, are often still structured as if men were the workers and women were home, exhausting our workforce.
We're in our membership drive this week at KGNU. You mentioned the distraction of commercial fear-based media. How does an in-depth journalism and analysis for solutions help us stay true to ourselves?
Often in families, you know, in family therapy, when people don't want to address the underlying problem or the real problems, they create drama. And I think what's happening right now is exactly that. Media, everybody are creating drama. I was really pleased last night that in the Democratic debate they were talking about issues. And I think public radio is one of the places that we actually do get in-depth analysis. We need that because we can't keep putting our heads in the sand and just playing around with things that are fun and dramatic when so much is at stake right now.
You talk about sorting out your inner stories, realizing what external stories have been fed to us.
Zeus does some of that, which is critical thinking. Demeter with the empathizing and feeling our way through problems, and Persephone by helping us really get clear about what deeply do we believe.